Channel Radio.
On the hour.
Channel Radio.
Great music
and talk. Great
Channel
music
Radio.
And talk.
Channel Radio.
Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, April the 12th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and marvellous Martin Wine.
Thanks, Paul.
That's all right, mate.
Hope everyone's well. Enjoying the sunshine.
We've started a trend now. You've now become marvellous Martin.
I am indeed.
And now it's on Twitter. It's permanent. It's fixed.
And the rate I'm losing my hair at, I shall probably look like marvellous Marvin Hagler as well in not too long a... Not too distant a future.
Well, it's good to see you.
Thanks.
Thanks for keeping me awake the other night.
Yeah, sorry about that. It was the Masters.
You were into the golf, weren't you?
I was.
I suddenly get this tweet in the middle of the night, and it just goes, wow. And I thought, what have I done? What have I done now?
Yeah, so that was the moment that Jordan Spieth put his tee shot on the par three into the drink. And then subsequently followed that up with a duff chip into the water again. And Danny Willett was the champion. It was fantastic. So what a great night.
Absolutely. Well, you had fun anyway.
Yeah.
And kept me awake. Thanks for that. Anyway, enough of that. I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor. And today's show sponsor are 3AAA. And 3AAA are an apprenticeship training company based in Maidstone, covering the whole of Kent. And 3AAA specialise in office admin, bookkeeping, digital and social media apprenticeship supply and training. So a big thank you to 3AAA, based in Maidstone. You can follow them on the Twitter at 3AAA Maidstone. 3AAA Maidstone, or you can click on their link on the Kent Business Radio website and go through directly to their website. So big thank you to them for sponsoring today's show. As always, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses out there in Southeast England or wherever you are, in fact, because our listener base is growing by the day. And we have regular listeners now in Turkey, France, the United States, Luxembourg, and all kinds of weird and wonderful places. And thank you so much for joining us. But we'd love to hear from you, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, email me at kentbusinessradio.co.uk. So that's bunker at kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Or you can call us on 01 303 874 998. That's 01 303 874 998. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And if you'd be so kind as to use the hashtag BBUnker or BBunker, that would be lovely. Thank you so much. We have already had a couple of hundred tweets as normal, and we've got loads of emails. So I think, Martin, what we'll do is we'll go off at an electric place and read one of our emails. What do you reckon?
Oh, email or tweet?
Well, up to you. I'll tell you what, surprise me.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read out a few tweets from the hashtag BBunker. So, we've got Elsie Mose in Canterbury saying...
the American diner.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, right. A big Tuesday shout out for Canterbury, hashtag USA style, 6-hour smoked ribs. And there's some lovely pictures of Elsie Mose smoked ribs there as well. We've got Cara.
Now come back, Kev. Come back. It's not lunch yet.
I've got to say, was it Jules Serkin that was tucking into a plate of those the other
Jules
week?
Jules who?
Yeah.
Jules who? Hold on. Remind me. Jules. Oh, I remember her. Yeah.
Jules, I know.
Yeah, she was tucking into a rather large plate of ribs the other day. Yeah.
Apparently, she didn't finish them. She took them home and the dog.
That's a first. That's a first. That is the first. I hope, just seriously for a moment, I hope you're feeling better, Jules. And we do miss you, and we send you loads of love, and we expect to see you back on a Business Bunker soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the last time I'm being nice to you.
Riverford Organic, the Organic Sisters.
Oh, yeah, Liz and Caroline.
Yeah, delivering fruit and veg across Kent. What's in your box? So, hello, the Organic Sisters, Riverford Organic. Sally Laker, I believe.
Sally for cakes.
Yeah, Sally did your birthday cake.
She did my birthday cake, she did.
Which is finally gone, by the way. So
it finally, after 7 months, I finally threw the rest of it away. It was out in the studio for ages. We ate all the cake, to be honest, but the decoration, it's a shame you can't see it, but it had to go eventually. The decoration was actually this studio with a model of me sat in this studio on top of the cake. It was brilliant. It was so brilliantly done. We ate all the cake ages ago, but we kept the decoration until it kind of melted and collapsed, and I had to throw it away eventually.
Shame.
It was attracting flies.
Jane from...
Oh, I have to say, sorry to interrupt, yeah. Martin, but I want to say as well, Sally's husband, Glenn, actually wrote the episode of Home Fires that was on ITV on Sunday night, and I just want to say what a fabulous episode it was. Nice one, Glenn. Great writer. He's a good writer. He quite often writes episodes of Holby City and a few other TV programmes, and he also wrote a film that I produced, or was an associate producer with... Jonathan Price, called One Last Dance. You know, so nice one, Glenn. Well done.
Very talented.
Mm.
We've had Jane from Invicta Linux saying hello from...
Chakravorty, would that be Jane Chakravorty?
Yes,
absolutely. Hello, Jane.
She was on the show a couple of weeks ago.
She was, yeah.
So saying hello from Sunny Sandwich from Invicta Linux as well.
Okay, talking of Invicta, we've had a tweet from Invicta Insurance too. And they say, Vanillaware, Business Bunker, Invicta Insurance, an independent insurance broker based in Sevenoaks and proud supporters of the Business Bunker show. Well, thank you so much. There's a big shout out for Invicta Insurance. You can follow them on the Twitter at Invicta_Insurance. Because they ran out of the CE bit on the end. Invicta_Insurance.
Twitter's a bit like that, isn't it?
It's a bit like that. It's a bit of a nuisance. It's like those signs that says, planning is every... you know, it cuts you off.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from EKC, that's East Kent College Apprenticeships, down in Sandwich, saying, thank you, Paul. Good luck with the show. So, lovely people down there at
East Absolutely. Kent They're doing some great work at East Kent College in a number of fields, but especially getting young people into the world of work, which is something that I'm passionate about in other fields.
The ever-expanding Fruitworks have tweeted in, saying, Paul, could we have a shout-out for the awesome co-working space in Canterbury, please, which is getting bigger and bigger.
It's getting bigger by the day. Yeah, it's quadrupling in size. It is, eventually. So there'll be lots of space, because we were turning people away from there. People wanted space there, and they couldn't get in. So we've quadrupled the space, and we've got a bit of room for other people there now.
How are Jamie's hands? Because he's sort of chipping off plaster.
He's still chipping plaster and sanding down, yeah. I got a message from him at 11 o'clock on Sunday night going, just so you know, I'm still at work. Okay, fine.
I think he's going to need a holiday after this, Paul.
I think he is, yeah. And I wonder, yeah, anyway. We've also had a tweet, both from Best Business Events. It's about the same thing, so I'll read it all in one go, really. Best Business Events and KM Kent Business Events are telling us about DigiKent, which is taking place at Eastwell Manor on the Wednesday, the 20th of April. And apparently there's some bloke... whose name is, oh, me, that's chairing it. And for some reason, not only am I the chair, I'm also doing the speeches. So I'm not sure how that's worked out. But I'm doing a speed session on collaboration, which I know is something dear to your heart, definitely, young Martin.
Definitely.
But do come along, Eastwell Manor, 20th of April, from 9:15 until 5 p.m. Digital in Kent. It's great day.
I was talking to Josh Whitten yesterday about Google Health.
Right.
And I know Josh is also keynoting there as well at that.
He is indeed. He is indeed. Josh from Sagittarius Marketing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Medway Business Awards, the 2016 launch event. The sponsors of this year's Medway Business Awards would like to invite you to the 2016 launch event, which takes place on Tuesday, the 19th of April. That will be next Tuesday then. 5:30 in the evening until 7 at the Innovation Centre Medway. Come and enjoy complimentary refreshments, meet the sponsors, and hear how entering these prestigious awards can help raise your company profile. acknowledge the efforts of your team and also showcase your company's excellence to others. We are delighted that Pip Lawrence from Day One Wellness will be at the launch to talk about health and wellness within the workplace. She will also show you some amazing tips on how to help increase productivity, reduce absences, and bring a new energy into your workplace. Hey. This is also a great opportunity to network with other Medway companies, so please do stay on after the presentations and enjoy the refreshments. Spaces are limited, so book your place early to avoid disappointment. And you can book your place by emailing Sarah at risecommunications.co.uk. That's Sarah at risecommunications.co.uk. And I happen to know that young Sarah McDonald is her birthday today.
Oh, happy
so
birthday.
Big, big, big happy birthday and many happy returns to Sarah at Rise Communications.
Lovely.
And do get along to the Medway Business Awards open evening.
We've had an email in from Lisa Whaley-Smith, who works for Clarity Marketing. And on the 23rd of April, she is running a social media workshop in conjunction with Metis Women. Now, Metis Women are a fantastic organisation. Caroline Love, Amanda Holges in Kent, and they are putting on a social media workshop. Lisa has a fantastic background in brand marketing, and she manages a lot of social media accounts locally on behalf of clients in Kent. So that is on the 23rd of April. You can book your tickets through the Metis Women website, metiswomen.co.uk, and it's open to Metis Women ladies as well, non-members in other words. So I think the tickets are priced £37 and £47, so absolute bargain.
Fantastic, thank you for that. Last week I had an email from Gillingham Football Club. This week, it's obviously changing of the seasons, I've got an email from Kent County Cricket Club. So we're covering all the sports of the county here. With the cricket season fast approaching, I would like to bring to your attention on the Business Bunker Show two events that are being held in April. Our annual Open Day will be held on Sunday the 17th of April, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Spitfire Ground, St Lawrence, Canterbury. There'll be a chance to meet the players, get a copy of the new team poster and join in with cricket-related activities. We will also have bouncy castles, inflatables, face painting, goodie bags on the day. Entry to the Open Day, as well as to the activities, is free of charge, so why not come along and join in the fun? The second of our events is the State of Play Dinner with Paul Nixon, which will be held at 7 p.m. on Thursday the 21st of April. Join former Kent and England wicketkeeper Paul Nixon for our keynote speech with his views of the game from a 25-year cricketing career. Our first home match is a Specsavers County Championship. There, you can make it up, really, could you? I wonder if they're sponsoring the umpires.
Specsavers won't be catching many balls in the outfield, clearly.
Yeah, absolutely. Specsavers County Championship match, which will start on Sunday the 1st of May at the Spitfire Ground, St Lawrence, and is against Glamorgan. If you would like to send more information, if you would like some more information on the packages that we have available at Kent Cricket, whether it's for a party or a conference or on a match day or on a non-match day, or Team Kent membership hospitality packages, advertising or sponsorship throughout the season, please don't hesitate to get in contact with me. And that's from the lovely Emma Santa, who's the commercial director at Kent County Cricket Club. And you can get in touch with Emma by going to their website, which is kentcricket.co.uk, or you can call her on Canterbury 01227 456 886. That's 01227 Canterbury 456 886.
We've had an email in from Jackie Offen at JJ Systems.
Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Jackie. Jackie was on the show a few weeks back as well now.
It was about 3 months ago now, wasn't it?
As long as that, crikey, time's flying. With Jay from S&S Law, and we're also going to talk about him in a minute. But Jackie has sent in a very heartfelt email. She is organising a black tie gala dance in aid of the Alzheimer's Society on the 12th of November this year. Jackie's father, I believe, suffered from Alzheimer's.
He does indeed, yeah.
So
yeah.
She was moved to...
It's something that she's very, very aware of.
Absolutely.
And, quite right, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a black tie ball at Canterbury Cathedral Lodge. Tickets are £75 each, or you can book a table of 10. The key information here is email jackie.offen at JJ Systems for more information, or you can log on to galadance.co.uk. That's galadance.co.uk to find out more.
Fantastic, thank you. We've had a tweet from a new listener, Silver Tongue Marketing. Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, always good to have fun and enjoy your work. Having a busy day, but we're listening to the Business Bunker show. We do social media accounts for clients, so do give them a follow on the Twitter, SilverTongue_MK. SilverTongue_MK is their Twitter handle. And he does this deliberately. I'm going to go for it. I've had a tweet from Gerard. And
what's his surname?
Is Jacimovicius.
Right, well done.
And now I'll get a phone call going, no, it isn't. You mispronounced it. I'm really sorry, Gerard. Gerard Jacimovicius. That's what I'm going with.
Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah. He's saying, tomorrow we have a free business networking. The venue is Creek Creative, and that's in Faversham, and it's from 10 a.m. and all are welcome. And you can follow Gerard on the Twitter, and I'm going to spell his Twitter handle for you, which is GJAKIMAVICIUS, obviously. But do check that out. And we've also had a tweet from Dinky Ones EYC. That's Early Years Consulting, I happen to know, the lovely Sally. And she says she's listening into the Business Bunker show. So big thank you to all of those folks. Do you know what we're going to do now, Martin? I'm going to play a bit of tunage. Now, this won't mean anything to anybody, but someone, a friend of mine, allegedly, was giving me some grief on Twitter last night. So this is a little kind of message for Paul Clark of Stopwatch Management. It's a special request for him. It won't mean anything to anybody else, but here you go.
Baby, baby, oh yeah, I'm just 7 numbers can straighten out my life, but my pride won't let me fall. Just 7 numbers can put me through you, girl, then I'll know you're really at home. Your hello would make me smile. I haven't been fair to myself. I tried to call someone else, but after she said hi, I hung up the telephone line. If I only knew where you were, just 7 numbers can put me straight through to you.
Accounting. The accountants of tomorrow, today. riftaccounting.com.
Jobsinkent.com.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Welcome back to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, April the 12th, with me, Paul Andrews, and marvellous Martin White. That was a bit of Four Tops there, especially for my mate Paul Clark. I hope you appreciated it, Paul. Seven was the ultimate thing there. It won't mean anything to anyone else. Cool. You've got some emails to read and some tweets, haven't you, Martin? And I've got a couple of tweets that I want to just mention. The lovely Sally Laker, who I just made reference to, has tweeted to say, in other words, please could you shout out for me? I'm fundraising for Snap UK. And there's a Twitter handle, SNAAP_UK, Snap UK. And she has a justgiving.com/winacake. It's a £150 cake to win, and all of the proceeds go to helping disabled children. So follow Sally on Twitter. It's Sally, the number 4 cakes. Sally makes the most drop-dead gorgeous cakes you could possibly ever imagine. And you've got the chance to win a £150 cake. Now, I might be wrong about this, but I saw a picture on Facebook of a cake that Sally had made in the shape of a Gucci handbag. And it was unbelievably realistic. And it was a cake. But so there's a chance, if you put some money into her Just Giving page, win a cake, that you could pick up 150 quid's worth of scoffing cake, and it is worth every penny. So do follow that, please, Martin.
Sounds delicious.
Mm.
Right, the lovely Leslie Dean from Escapes by Travel Designers has emailed us in, and she has got a 3-night escape to the United Arab Emirates from 299. That she's advertising at the moment. I think there's various dates available for that, but that's 3 nights in the UAE from 299, and you can email Leslie at Escapes by Travel Designers, or you can call her on 01622309 01. Lovely little break there, mini break in the UAE.
Fantastic. Sounds good. I wonder what the weather's like now. It's probably about 40 degrees at the moment, isn't it?
Always.
Yeah. Mind you, it's a gorgeous day out here on the marsh as well, isn't it? Down here at Dymchurch. Beautiful. Lovely day out there.
The alpacas are happy.
They are. They're frolicking, aren't they? They are definitely frolicking.
Mm. The little lambs are out there enjoying themselves.
And the lambs are having a frolic with the alpacas.
Beautiful.
There's a lot of frolicking going on. And Matt's been frolicking too, but we'll talk to Matt later. Yeah.
I've had an email here from Jay at SNS Law.
Okay. And that'll be Jay Sahota.
Absolutely. Jay was on here again with Jackie a few months ago. Mm. Jay is talking about how cost effective it can be to actually use a solicitor to chase money that people owe you.
Right.
So, for example, SNS Law will only charge £50 for a letter in the first instance that you may want to send to a business that hasn't actually paid you the money it owes you. And Jay says, in about,
does it have a picture of a baseball bat in it?
Well, Jay's a pretty formidable guy.
He is, actually, isn't he? He doesn't need a bat, does he?
He told me off on Friday.
Did he?
So, yeah, absolutely.
I hope you're suitably chastened.
Very much so. And Jay reckons in about 70% of cases he can get a result for you. So for 50 quid for a letter from a solicitor to chase money that's owed to you, I think that's got to be well worth it.
Absolutely. Fantastic. I've had a tweet from another new listener, Cupcakes and Crafts, and they say, Vanilla Web, hi there. We would love a mention on the Business Bunker Show, please. We're Cupcakes and Crafts, and that's also their Twitter handle, rather than and, so it's Cupcakes, Crafts. We make divine cupcakes and stunning stained glass, would you believe? You can see more at our website, which is cupcakescrafts.co.uk. cupcakescrafts.co.uk, so do check that out. And we've also had a tweet from the lovely folks at Vicky Beatty Associates. We'd love a shout out for our paediatric first aid course on the 19th of April, if possible, please, Paul. All the details are available on our Twitter feed, and their Twitter feed is Safe Well Green, all one word, Safewell Green, SafeWellGreen, Safewell Green, and they've got a paediatric first aid course taking place on the 19th of April.
I've got a really nice email here from Style Brands, and actually that's the lovely Anushka Nately, and they're based in Faversham in Kent, and they've gone all patriotic on us, and they are offering promotional bunting and handheld paper flags at a bargain bucket discount price. So if you are having perhaps a works party this summer, some sort of works summer barbecue or something like that, or even if you're having a street party, Style Brands are the people for that. And you can get in touch with them at stylebrands.co.uk. And Anushka Nately is the lovely lady you need to speak to there.
Fantastic. Had a tweet from Evo Girls. Evo Girls Biz, B-I-Z, on the Twitter. Who's coming to the relaunch party, she says. And then Rebecca Robertson has replied, me. So Rebecca's going to be there. As it happens, so am I. And there's a launch party. And I think we've got an email about it later with all the details on. So we'll read that later. But thank you for the tweet anyway. And what else we got? I think you read those.
Kent Creative Arts are on Wednesday the 18th of May. Are holding an awards night at the Alexander Centre in Faversham. So there'll be an awards ceremony, and there'll be a nice dinner on the evening as well. So that's kentcreativearts.co.uk, and that'll be the lovely Natalie hosting that.
That's Natalie Benaig. I'm going to that.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to that. Yeah.
I may not go because that's my birthday.
Oh, is it?
Mrs. W may have plans for me that evening.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, she has. She's taking you to the Kent Creative Arts Awards. It's a surprise. Sorry, Mrs. W, I gave it away.
Has she tapped Natalie up for a free ticket?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Lee Willis has tweeted, Lee is the chair of Ancorians Football Club, who are a community football club over in Medway, and he says, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web. We have walking football coming to Ancorians Football Club. If you'd like to know more, you can contact me on the Twitter at Lee JW, and that's Lee spelled LEIGHJW, Lee JW on the Twitter. Let me just tell you very briefly about Ancorians Football Club. They're a community-based football club in Gillingham. They run something like 22 teams for children and adults, boys and girls. They run disabled football teams for all kinds of abilities, all kinds of disabilities. They're a community-recognised KCFA and FA club that are supported for running all these things. And now they're going to do football for us old codgers too, walking football. And I've been trying to bully Lee into doing this for ages because I wanted to play walking football and there was nowhere near where I live where I could do it. So he's starting a team just for me. Nice one. Well done, Lee.
I've got a very, very nice one here from the RICS.
All right.
Who are running a small business clinic. What does that stand for?
It's the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors, right. I do believe.
Okay, so a very specialist small business clinic by the sounds of it. Mm. But it's the first of its kind, and they are running a clinic for businesses to get together and discuss their issues, whether it be starting a new business, growing an existing business, managing an existing business. So that sounds very interesting. That's from 2 till 6 p.m. at Chilston Park in Lenham in Maidstone on the 28th of April. RICS members, £20. Non-members, £29.
Fantastic. Cool. Do you know what? It's an absolute pleasure to welcome now our first guest to the Business Bunker Show, our first guest of today. This is awesome for me because this man that I'm going to introduce you to in a moment is here to talk about the businesses he's involved in, but he does have experience and a long history in radio, and he's a real radio pro. So it's kind of exciting and nerve-wracking for me to be doing this with him in the studio. But it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Roy Stannard to the Business Bunker Show. Roy, welcome to the show.
Great pleasure to be here, Paul.
I want to just talk about your radio experience first. Mm. I know that's not particularly why you came along, because you're going to talk about your business. But you have, in the past, been an owner of a radio station. You still do a regular radio show on Sea Haven FM. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about that and a little bit about your radio background, and then we'll talk about the business stuff.
Yeah, it's a timely time to come in and talk about it, because yesterday marked 30 years to the to the day when I started a little hospital radio station down in Worthing.
He doesn't look old enough, does he? Come on, boys, come on, encourage.
Thank you. You get paid later. And with a guy called David Cunningham, who's still involved in the radio group that I helped start in 2003.
Right.
Nowadays it's called More Radio over in Sussex, but I started the station called Splash FM with David Cunningham and a few others.
And Splash is still going up, is it?
It is. It's part of the Media Sound Holdings Group, which has five radio stations within it, and they've all rebranded to More Radio as of yesterday.
Okay.
So it's quite a timely day to come in and talk about
it. Hey, this show is planned, mate. We don't just throw it together. Oh, yes, we do.
Well, I did. And, it started from university days, starting a hospital radio service, going into festival radio in Brighton, accompanying the Brighton Festival in the 90s, did four of those. A bid for the radio license in Brighton, which didn't succeed. We kept the same team together, went off and did other jobs for 5 years, came back and put in a bid for Worthing. We raised the demand for a station in Worthing by writing letters, doing the usual lobbying. And the radio authority, as it was then, Ofcom now, said, yes, there is a demand for radio. We put in our bid with four other groups, and we cantered away with that one and started the station from my front room in Worthing before we built the studios. Recruited people, they came to see me and they couldn't believe they were being given a job to work in my front room for the first 3 months. We built studios in the middle of Worthing, Guildhall Centre, and it's still now the headquarters of that radio group. I'm still a shareholder in that, so I have an interest in it, and we obviously wish them well with the rebrand as of yesterday to
Fantastic.
More Radio. Sea Haven FM is a spare time activity. It's a community radio station down in Seaford, Lewis, Peacehaven, New Haven. I do a Thursday evening show 7 till 9 on the 23rd of May. I've got somebody called Paul Andrews
on the show. I'm really looking forward to that as
it's
well.
All it's a bit old chums.
Isn't it? Yeah.
But that show is a music show where I invite a guest in to choose all the tracks and talk about their career, their experiences between the tracks. So get your 20 tracks ready now, Paul, because I'll be chasing you for those.
I've been working on them, and it's one of those funny things. I keep thinking, oh, I must have that. And all of a sudden, I've got 40 tracks. And I'm like, oh, no. So I take a lot out, and then I think of another one, and I'm like, oh, blimey. So
I'm going to make it easy for you. You can have two shows, and we'll bring you back in 3 months' time.
Fantastic.
That's taking the pressure off now.
That's a deal. For those of us that don't live in the Lewis, New Haven area, can we hear you online as well?
Yes, you can. You go to seahavenfm.com, and it's Thursday evening, 7 till 9, and Twitter is at seahavenfm. Radio's been dear to me for a long time. I love doing it, and it's a great pleasure to be here today to see how it really is done.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, no, thank you for that, and all power to you, and I'm really looking forward to doing your show. So let's move on a little bit and talk about what you're doing now. Mm-hmm. You're working with the Marcus Study Group, who people may not have heard of, but they will certainly have heard of a lot of the product services and companies that are part of the group. Why don't you give us a bit of an overview about Marcus Study, because they're a really interesting company, aren't they?
Yeah, it all started back in 2001. Kevin Spencer and a couple of colleagues started the company, and it started as an insurance company with the Marcus Study Insurance, but it's grown rapidly over the intervening period. It now consists of 67 companies.
Wow.
2.4 billion turnover and 4,800 staff across the UK.
So just small in.
It's headquartered in Kent, though, so it is a Kent business.
Right.
And we're particularly fond of Tunbridge Wells and that area because that's where it all began.
Right.
And in the Tunbridge Wells area, we have the Marcus Study Leisure Division, which includes tourism venues like Solomon's Estate, that you'll be aware of, Buell Water, that we only purchased last October, and it's being relaunched this Saturday. There was a nice piece on Meridian News last night following the main news. 2 minutes about the opening of Buell Water and what it's going to offer there.
Sorry to interrupt you, Roy. Are you in a position where you can tell us? You probably not, because it's quite early into the process. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the plans are for Buell Water, what they intend to do with it?
Yeah, we've got an inkling. It's going to consist of a whole bunch of really interesting things. There's already a revamped restaurant. There's fishing. There's boating. There's going to be a new cycle path going all the way around it.
I once caught an Alsatian.
What, in the water?
Yeah, fishing.
What?
Yeah, no, I did.
I bet that ruined your rod.
Yeah, it ruined a lot of things. I was trying fly fishing, right, which I've never done before or since. And if anybody's tried it, it's harder than it looks.
Yeah.
And the guy that was teaching me to cast this fly thing. Mm-hmm. And I eventually, after about 400 tries, got the thing in the water.
Mm-hmm.
At which point, an Alsatian off the lead went charging into the water after a stick, got mm-hmm. tangled up in my line, and his owner had a right screaming match at me for hurting her dog. Anyway, enough of that.
Well, you never know what you're going to find over
exactly,
there. Hopefully
yeah.
there won't be too many dogs in the water. But that all relaunches this Saturday, and it's an open day. We've got another very large Kent radio station broadcasting live from Buell Water. It's the radio station with that's an essential organ in the body.
We don't mind. We don't mind collaborating.
Can you excuse my ignorance, Roy? Because I just assumed that Buell Water was a public space.
Mm-hmm.
That was publicly owned, but that's not the case by the sounds of it.
It's privately owned. Mm-hmm. We took it on last October after a period of financial difficulty, let's say, because there's a sailing club there and there's all sorts of other activities, and it wasn't really covering its face in terms of making money. Mm. You don't pay to go in there, but you pay to park. There's a nominal charge, and it's much less than it used to be. And you pay to use the various facilities. So if you want to go windsurfing, you pay for that. If you want to go and eat, you go and pay for that. But it's a free space. It's a reservoir, in effect.
Yeah. So it sounds very much like the old colliery near me, just outside Deal, you know, Betshanger.
Oh, Betshanger, Betshanger Park.
Balmead, yeah. I think that's what it's called. So a similar sort of setup. Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's exciting. So we're involved in the tourism industry. We own the Solomon's Estate. We're opening a new hotel in the middle of Tunbridge Wells called One Warwick Park.
Right.
And that opens, I think, the 1st of June. And we're just preparing for that now. That's going to be a sumptuous 4-star hotel with about 80 bedrooms and the ability to do business meetings in there. So for the audience today, think about if you are anywhere near Tunbridge Wells, One Warwick Park is going to be a fabulous place to do networking and business meetings, conferences, that sort of thing.
It's interesting because in Kent, we have struggled over the last few years for venues to do things.
Yeah.
One of my businesses stages venues, and we've struggled really badly to do things. So, but you've got things like Solomon's now, and possibly even you may do something at Brea. I'm just kind of guessing here.
Well, there are plans, and Kevin's very interested in things in areas like education, and I know you are too.
Mm.
And there's likely to be some activity around that at some point in the future where kids get the opportunity to go in and learn. There may be school-based activities. There may be a school. There may be a model village. There's lots of being discussed, but nothing that we can say formally at this stage. But it's going to be great fun. It's already been transformed.
Mm.
The other part of the business that I'm probably more involved in is the media side of things. And, of course, we started against all advice and against all odds, really, a year ago. We started the Times of Tunbridge Wells as the first new newspaper in Kent for a generation.
And it's a real newspaper, isn't it? Made of paper.
Well, it is, yes. You know, you remember that.
Yeah.
And the newspaper was set up as a free to the consumer. You don't pay for it. You can pick it up anywhere in Tunbridge Wells, 28,000 copies. So you have to avoid it if you know, it's very difficult to avoid. And it's been set up with a superb team of journalists, designers, and so on. So the paper it looks most like and feels most like is the standard in London.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of quality to it. It's done incredibly well. It's generating a lot of income for the company as a whole. It's the most successful launch of a newspaper in years.
Mm.
So much so that we've just expanded it to Tunbridge as well. So there's 5,600 copies going over to Tunbridge now, the Times of Tunbridge, which again is fantastic. Fantastic expansion. It's filling in a few holes in the media. We own So magazines. There are three editions of that in Sevenoaks, Tunbridge Wells, and The Weald. That distributes 20,000. It's a great fun magazine. I mean, and the thing about those media titles is that it's not just about the serious stuff. We've got people eyes in the snug. You know, we've got ears on the ground.
Yeah.
And if we overhear a funny comment, somebody was going into a big pet store. Okay, we name them Pets at Home. They didn't didn't have change for the car park, so it was overheard. One of them said, "Shall we just nip into Pets at Home and buy a hamster and get some change?" and then the answer was, no, B&Q sell packets of screws for less, so go and get some of those.
That's a great example, that was really overheard.
And then we attend as many business events as possible as well, and there are a lot of those over in Tunbridge Wells area. And we went to one at Tunbridge last week, or the week before now it was. It was a major manufacturer of high cost German cars, and they were very kind in putting on this do. And we all turned up. You know, it's the usual jamboree. We enjoying a bit of hospitality, let's say. And we turned up, and all the drink on offer there was non-alcoholic.
Okay.
So that found its way into the Calverley column, which is a sort of gossip column in the Times of Tunbridge Wells, saying that it was a brilliant business event, apart from one thing.
Spoken like a true ad man.
So, yeah, the group as a whole is doing very well indeed. It's growing all the time, and Kevin Spencer and the team are committed
diverse,
to the area.
It's quite diverse, isn't it? But well, as you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, insurance companies you'll know about include people like Zenith, Marcus Study itself, and Martin's insurance company, Chaucer's, just renamed to Geoffrey, which is quite amusing because of some conflict of interest in the States over Chaucer. But it's now known as Geoffrey.
Yeah. Geoffrey.
Looking forward to my renewal this summer.
Yeah.
From Geoffrey.
Hello, Martin. This is Geoffrey. Yeah.
I'll probably throw it straight in the bin. I wonder who it's from.
Oh, it's Geoff then, eh?
It's like be an email as opposed to a piece of 16th century scroll.
Yeah.
Wasn't the newspaper example interesting there, though? Yeah. You can make a local newspaper title work, even as a free sheet title, when you've got, you know, papers like The Guardian going out of business.
Yeah, see, this is what I love about being an entrepreneur and stuff, you know, and not being prescriptive about anything. We all know that the print industry's dead. They told these guys when they said, "We're going to launch a newspaper," "No, the print industry's dead. You're never going to do anything." So they just prove you wrong, basically. The fact is, you can do anything you want. You just got to work at it and do the right product for the right thing. One of the beauties about the Times of Tunbridge Wells, which is a product I know quite well, is the quality of the paper. A lot of people panic. You know, they go, "We're going to launch a paper or a freebie or a free sheet or whatever," and then they print it on bulk paper, and you know, and it just has very little in it, and just they try and flog a few ads, and they go, "Well, we know it's not really going to work. We'll try and make a bit of money out of the ads." These guys did totally the opposite. They spent a lot of money. They made a really class product, and they believed in what they were doing. And they're kind of making it work.
Yeah, that's kind of important. I think the key as well, I mean, good design, good writing, good quality newsprint, but to back it up online. So obviously there's the websites around the paper and the magazines are there as well. Just go into Google and look them up. And, of course, social media as well. We've got somebody devoted to that. One thing I do want to just mention, because as the newspaper, we're committed to the local business community, and we have deliberately created the Times of Tunbridge Wells Business Awards, which I do want to mention, because there's only this week in which you can still enter. We've had, I think we've had around 55 entries. There's 10 or so categories. And because some of the categories are very new, CSR, for example, is a category I don't think, you know, it's been done very often by other business awards.
Do you know, I don't, you mean corporate social responsibility. Yeah. I don't recall any other awards with that kind of category. And so that's neat. I like that. Yeah.
Well, it's a bit different. And so any company in the Tunbridge Wells area that has done its bit in the corporate social responsibility area should consider entering. And you can find it all. Just put in Times of Tunbridge Wells Business Awards in Google and you'll find the link. And you can go straight in there. It will take 10 minutes to enter. And it'll be great. We get some entries before the deadline. Friday evening. So
you've got a
really
couple of days left to do.
Category, that,
it is actually, yeah.
Because I think, you know, certainly at a sort of big corporate level, there is this kind of move towards purpose-driven branding and CSR, and, you know, where do we fit in the community?
Yeah.
But it's nice to see that at a local level.
And there's
as well,
a family business category, there's creative business, there's a green award, there's all the categories you would expect. So it's something for everybody, and new business award is a good one as well. There's quite a lot in there. So yeah, we're doing a great deal. We're out everywhere. It's quite a big company, but there's just 50 of us working in the market study one media part. One media is the media part of the market study group that I work within. My own role is to work within the group, but also find some clients outside who would like to use some of those facilities and resources and put integrated marketing plans together and all that kind of thing. So that's worked really well. I'm working with a few companies. We've launched a few things and everything ranging from a rebirth of the Mark 1 Mini to We Love Kent app, which is now out there now. Just some advice from the sidelines from me. It's just made some of these things work even better.
I'm looking forward to that award ceremony because going on what you were talking about earlier, Roy, I'm assuming it will be the finest champagne evening.
It will be very good. I haven't personally tasted it yet.
It will be the finest non-alcoholic champagne.
And not the stuff they spray around on the Formula One podium, which is fruit juice.
Well, 19th of May, Solomon's, that's the evening when it happens. So I expect to see you all there.
We're
going to arrange some tickets.
Exciting times. And it's interesting to hear about, on this show, we tend to focus on smaller businesses. It's interesting to hear about a larger business succeeding. But one of the things I like, I'm a big fan of small businesses. One of the things I like about Market Study Group is it is a group of 97 small businesses, basically, that comes together to do different things.
And 67, yeah.
67, I beg your pardon.
97 is next year.
Yeah. I was kind of getting ahead of myself. Which is lovely because there are lots of brands that we all know and lots of places and venues. You know, we all know Bew Water, we all know Solomon's, we've all heard of that. But it all comes together in one group.
Yeah. There's a jet charter company in there as well as NF Aviation. Mm. So we could basically put a complete holiday package together and fly them out there as well. So it's an interesting company.
Chaucer is a good example of that, isn't it? Mm. I mean, Chaucer is
Jeffrey,
as it is now. Jeffrey Chaucer. Yeah. You know, is a local Whitstable-based, very customer service-driven business.
Insurance company.
In fact, has won an awful lot of awards for that in the past. But they are a local business that's been very racist. Successful.
Well, it's a company who knows how to fun as well. I remember when they rebranded Chaucer to Jeffrey, they needed, the answer phone messages that you hear when you phone the company and you're put on hold for a little bit. And they opened it up to auditions to all the staff. So they got about 65 people just doing little phone calls in to audition, including me, and I didn't win. I was a bit gutted about that. They obviously thought I was too professional.
Did I have a winch?
They did.
They have a wench on the phone. Well, hello, my lovely. Your fruit is Jeffrey Chaucer.
Well, there are 65 people waiting to hear that voicemail message, when it comes. So, we're doing a festival, I think it's the 7th of May, at Bew Water, which is a kind of festival for staff as well. So there's lots of interesting stuff going on.
I think what's also really interesting about that, I had to get my front brakes done recently, and I took it into a well-known high street
front brake shop
that does exhaust as well, and
was it quick?
I was dreading it because the last time my wife had taken her car there, the thing had fallen off again the next day, the exhaust, the brand new exhaust, so I didn't really want to go there, but I was a bit shtuck, so I had to go there. But it was, what was really refreshing was that this particular business has gone through a series of sort of buyouts, buy-ins, management takeovers, and basically been bought and sold on a fairly regular basis over the last sort of 15 years or so. Mm. And with that, had lost all of that customer service, all of the quality, because they were just looking for quick turnaround, quick buck kind of business. Mm. But now it's been taken over by a Japanese firm, a corporate firm, who is re-injecting.
They're serious about it,
all of that stuff that is actually really, really important to us as customers. So, and that's the kind of business I think that you're talking about.
One last plug, and that is for the Pantiles Jazz Festival in the middle of Tunbridge Wells, which happens in June. Now, a great event, great jazz bands playing live in the street, and it's all free, and it has been free for a number of years. It's always been sponsored, but the sponsor of last year pulled out, and So it was left high and dry, and we ran the story in the paper. And last week we announced that One Warwick Park, that's based in High Street in the Pantiles.
This is the new hotel, yeah?
The new hotel.
Yep.
Will be filling the gap, and we'll be putting the money in to make sure the Pantiles Jazz Festival happens this June, because that is fantastic for the local economy. Tourism brings loads of people in, and it's great fun as well if you can get a nice high room in one of the hotels or one of the restaurants around the area. Having that jazz festival going on outside is absolutely superb. So we've managed to keep that going. So the company's got a heart. It's committed to the local economy and the tourism economy. And it's good fun to work within.
Fantastic. Roy, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for telling us about all the things that you're doing. Is there one website where we can go into and find all these things? Is there like a market study?
Well, just look up One Media and find us on Google, and you'll find links to all the others from that. Or connect with me on Twitter at Roy Stannard with two N's, and then I can sort of I'll tweet back, and we'll make sure you get to where you need to go. But don't forget the Times of Tunbridge Wells Business Awards, and again, Google that, and you'll find that there's a link straight in there. You can go and enter. Take
fantastic.
10 minutes.
And don't forget to listen in to Seahaven FM.
23rd of May, 7 till 9.
Well, every
Seahaven
FM. Every Thursday night.
Well, every Thursday.
Every Thursday night, yeah. 7 till 9.
Thank you.
And listen to Roy there. Roy Stannard, thank you so much for that. It was an absolute pleasure to hear from you. We're going to kind of keep on your case and find out. What we're going to do is, once you've awarded the Tunbridge Wells Awards, we'll announce all the people that won it on the show, and keep us informed of all the things that happen, and we'll happily share those with the audience. But for the moment, Roy Stannard, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you, Paul.
We've been inundated with tweets while Roy's been talking, and we've got loads of emails to do and all kinds of stuff. I've got FSB Andrew Knott, A-Knott20, on the Twitter, who says, "Hi, Paul. Hi, Vanilla Web Business Bunker. If you would like to learn more about the FSB, you can contact me, and you can contact Andrew at his Twitter account, which is A-Knott, A-K-N-O-T-T-20, or you can call him on 07747114627. That's 07747114627. If you want to find out more about the Federation of Small Business.
I've had a tweet from the lovely Jodie Lawler at the e-commerce workroom in Canterbury. Hi, Jodie. Hope you're well.
Hello, Jodie.
Jodie is wondering about your Vanilla Web Twitter handle, talking about nicknames, and where that came from. So enlighten us.
Yeah, funnily enough, the guys asked me before we went on air. Some years ago, I was an early adopter of Twitter. And when I went to set up my Twitter handle, I was in the process of starting a web media company, which I was intending to call Vanilla Internet. So I called my Twitter handle Vanilla Web. Then I forgot and set up a company with a different name that wasn't. But by then I had quite a few followers, and I thought, do you know what? I'm not going to change it now. So I've always retained Vanilla Web, although I never started Vanilla Internet. I do own the name still, but I called it something completely different. So there you go, Jodie. A complete,
sorry if that was a letdown, Jodie.
Yeah, no, there's nothing, there's nothing, nothing interesting in anything I do. It's just all random.
I've had an email from Colin Brown at the Business Community Breakfast, and I need to mention this because it's this week. There on Thursday evening, Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m., there is another Business Community Breakfast at the Honourable Pilot as usual. And Colin says, let's swap notes and share problems over an endless breakfast. That sounds nice. I might go to that myself.
That's in Gillingham, I think. The Honourable Pilot is in Gillingham.
Doesn't say. So businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk, all the information.
Fruit Bowl Media have tweeted, hi, Business Bunker. We have a white paper on the addiction to social media. Why are they telling me? may we have a shout out about it, please? Now then, it's fruitbowlmedia.com/. Are you ready for this? C8H11NO2-IN-SO. You're not going to ever remember that. So I suggest you follow Fruit Bowl Media on the Twitter, and then you can click on their link, or you can go to their website, fruitbowlmedia.com, and look at their blog pages. But they've got a white paper on social media addiction.
I've had an email from Alan Noak, who we met recently again at Fruitworks, didn't we?
At Create, yeah. Alan was there, yeah.
Alan runs a website called ishopkent.co.uk, and that is a website specifically for online retailers in Kent to help showcase their business. It's ishopkent.co.uk if you're not already signed up to Alan's website.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from the Hunting Edge. They've sent a picture of their dog, Barley, which is useful. And they say, hello, it's National Pet Day. That's why they sent a picture of their dog. I didn't know that. It's always a day somewhere, isn't it? In National Something or Other Day. But apparently it's National Pet Day. And the Hunting Edge have sent a picture of their dog called Barley. And you can find out about the Hunting Edge. They are online purveyors of hunting, fishing, shooting type equipment and stuff. And their website is thehuntingedge.co.uk. thehuntingedge.co.uk. And it must be National Pet Day because we've also had a tweet from AK Pet Services over in Gillingham, the lovely Adrian Kearney, who runs pet taxi ambulance services based in the Medway area.
I'm going to try and get through this email from
Go for it.
Georgia Smith from North Kent Training Service. They are a not-for-profit training organisation with the primary mission of supporting the voluntary and community sector. So if you work in the voluntary or community sectors, North Kent Training have some seminars coming up. One on the 28th of April from 1 to 3, which is all about an overview of outcome-based commissioning. One on the 17th of May, which is all about effective bid writing and responding to tenders, which I think will be very, very interesting. Both sessions are being led by a chap called Mark Napier, who is the Managing Director of Centre for Public Innovation. You can email Georgia, G-E-O-R-G-I-A, at mva.org.uk, or just visit www.nkts.co.uk, northkenttrainingservice.co.uk, for more information.
Fantastic, thank you. Had a tweet from Chris Pollard, who said, thoroughly enjoyed the interview with Roy on the Business Bunker. Sat here reclining, scoffing donkey cheese. And he's put in brackets, Paul will explain. I'm not going to. I'll leave that hanging, donkey cheese.
They get a rough ride, the old donkeys, don't they?
They do.
I remember some friends of mine, we went on a golfing trip to Spain a few years ago, and we bought some local sausage. And that was nicknamed Donkey Something as well, but I won't tell you what.
I bet it was. I bet that was a sales hit. Lisa Wally-Smith, who you mentioned earlier, has now tweeted with some details about the event. If you want to find out about the details of the thing that's happening on April the 23rd, the easiest way is to follow Lisa's Twitter handle, which is Lisa from Clarity. And that's Clarity spelt with a K. And Lisa from Clarity.
I'll give a quick overview then.
Yeah.
Choosing the most relevant social media platforms, setting social media objectives, creating relevant content, and effective social media time management. And that's all being facilitated by Lisa herself. That's on the 23rd of April.
Cool.
Metiswomen.co.uk.
Fantastic. Jenny Beacon has tweeted, please can I have a shout out for Give and Gain Day? There's 6 weeks to go. It's a Kent volunteering project and it's still available and you can follow it by following the Twitter handle at BITC South. Now, I have been tweeting this out, the Give and Gain Day. It's basically a day where we allow our employees to volunteer for a day with an organisation. So I'll retweet that again. I haven't tweeted it for a couple of days. I'll also retweet it, but if you want to find out about it, give them a follow on the Twitter at BITC South, if you would, please. And I've also had another tweet from Andrew Knott at the FSB who says, oh, and another thing. could you shout out, please? I'm looking for an appointment maker for the CT and ME postcodes. CT is the Canterbury, East Kent area, and ME is Maidstone and Rochester area. And again, if you contact Andrew on the Twitter, anot20, if you're interested in taking him up on that offer.
We had a beautiful tweet earlier on with some lovely pictures of the Crescent Hotel.
The Victoria Crescent in Margate?
Yeah. Which looked delightful. So if you're looking for a special boutique hotel for a special occasion, the Crescent Hotel.
Cool. And Sally, the lovely Sally for Laker, has actually tweeted a picture of her carrying an Yves Saint Laurent handbag, except it's not an Yves Saint Laurent handbag, it's a cake. And it's absolutely amazing. And that's what you're going to win if you support her Just Giving page. Have a look at it on the Twitter. It is unbelievable. Is it not?
I wish my wife would win a handbag made of cake. All that stuff she carries around in that is far more practical.
That's anything. An Evening to Remember gala dinner to celebrate 30 years of business to business on the 26th of April at the Ashford International Hotel from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Why not come along to the Kent Invicta Chambers biggest celebration of the year at the Ashford International Hotel for an action-packed, fun and unforgettable evening? What you will get are Chapel Down's finest wines, Three Graces 2010 at the pre-dinner reception, live music throughout the evening, entertainment, one of the leading business speakers in the UK, delicious five-course dinner, and the very best seats in the house. Don't miss out. It's going to be lots of fun. To book your place at the Kent Invicta Chamber 30-year gala dinner celebration, do go to their website, kentinvictachamber.co.uk. So, thank you for that. We've kind of reached the halfway stage in the show. We're going to play a little bit of music. It's a cheesy little track, a bit of tunage I've picked just for Kevin. Yeah? Who's going to be one of our guests when we come back after this. And this is Doctor and the Medics.